Bars. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Welcome once again to the podcast for To Kill a Mockingbird. This podcast will be unique as it is for Chapter 7 and 8 together. Both are relatively small in size, but not in importance. Chapter 7 and 8, the fascination of Boo Radley starts to fade away from the children's mind. It starts a steady decrease in these two chapters now. It does not disappear entirely from the story or from their awareness, but it does start to slow down and not be mentioned as much. Scout now has to figure out the mystery of her brother Jim. She cannot figure out the mystery until she, though, walks in his shoes, if you recall the sayings from earlier. And to walk in one's shoes is a difficult concept, especially for a young girl like Scout. So to figure out Radley, or to figure out Jim, or even Dill, or even Atticus, she has to first figure out how to walk in someone else's shoes and how to maneuver as someone else's mind would think. The secret of the knotholes and the knothole gifts are now dying as well, as the hole has been sealed up. Nathan Radley sealed that up for the kids, which kind of ended the games between, we assume, Boo and the kids. Notice also the symbol of the watches. What is the watch? Why is it important? Why is it a symbol? That's what you need to figure out and write down in your notes. That will be an important factor into the characterization of Boo, which should be in all of your papers. Also think about in the story of Jem's tears. Why is he crying? What are the tears for? Chapter 8 also has a movement from childhood fear to justified fear that is important to the story as well. Notice the social environment of the children, and notice also the movement from snow and fire, and how that, how it mirrors an effect, or how it parallels the movement from childhood fear to physical fear or justified fear. Notice again also that in Chapter 8 we hear the phrase, "It ain't time to worry yet," which repeatedly through the last few chapters now brought up the question in our mind, well, when is it time to worry? And why should we worry? What do we have to worry about? Notice the dialogue with Jem and Scout in this chapter, and notice that Jem and Atticus's relationship is now defined more and more open. And maybe consider the reasoning to that, and keep in mind how Scout might feel about this. Scout's feeling towards Jem and Atticus's new relationship, not new relationship, but more improved relationship. Think about how she must feel and how much she must feel betrayed as Jem went to Atticus with the information about Boo Radley. So keep that in mind. Once again, this has been a unique podcast as I combined two chapters. But they were both relatively short, and I do not have my book once again, if you listen to the Chapter 7 podcast. So hopefully by Chapter 9 or 10, I will have my book back and be able to give a more in-depth with page numbers reading. Thank you, and tune in next time.